One of the most important parts of any big plan is the question of when it's going to happen. But when it comes to relocation, did you know that the when can actually affect how expensive the whole thing actually is? It's true. That's why Movers.com has put together a guide on the best times of the year to move. If you have the freedom to call the shots on exactly when you're packing your bags and leaving town, definitely give the guide a read before you make your plans. According to Movers.com, summer often presents the most favorable conditions for relocation. The longer days allow moving companies more time to work before the sun sets. And because precipitation events are less frequent, there is a lower risk of water and ice damage to belongings. Families with children may also find it less disruptive to relocate during summer break, as students will be able to adjust to a new school more easily at the start of the school year. But before you get geared up for a summer move, take note. Because of these factors, professional movers are often busiest from May through September, and many companies increase their rates in response to the higher demand. If you plan to move during this time, you may also struggle to find a reputable company that can accommodate your schedule on short notice. Everyone has the same idea, so a lot of people will be booking at the same time. Conversely, during periods of low demand, more moving supplies and resources will be available to you. Which is why Movers.com suggests relocating during a slower season. In their guide, Movers.com says that December and January are two of the best months to move. As moving companies will typically charge lower rates during this period, April is also a good choice because weather conditions tend to be more favorable, and the month does not fall within the peak moving season. Additionally, Movers.com recommends moving in the middle of the month rather than the beginning or end. Many families time their relocation with the start or end of their leases, leading to more demand and higher rates during the first and last weeks of each month. Yes, even the week matters when it comes to prices. And that's not even all of it. You should also avoid relocating during the weekend if possible, as moving companies often have better availability on Mondays through Thursdays. Take a day or two off if you can. You'll save yourself a lot of stress and money that way. So, now that you know about the best times of year for a move, you probably want to start getting in touch with moving companies that can help you. If you're in West Palm Beach, you can use Movers.com to locate pre-screened services in your area. Yep, pre-screened. That means you can be assured that every company on Movers.com's site is one that you can trust. To make things even easier, you can also enter the date of your move into the website's directory. That way, you'll get accurate quotes regardless of the season. If you're really curious, you can get a quote for both the peak season and the off-season just to compare the difference. And of course, if you just want to get an idea of the cheapest movers in West Palm Beach, you'll find a long list of them too. Schedule your move outside peak periods and hire the service with the best possible rates. This way, you'll save money big time. Visit the link in the description to learn more.